Shortly after Father Paul and I moved into the rectory here in Columbia, we called an internet company to set up internet service at the rectory. And they extended a fiber optic cable from the street all the way into the rectory. So it's a real blessing to have a very good internet connection. It's a blessing for doing ministry, especially with emails and Zoom calls and maybe social media for Father Paul. There's a lot of good that comes from that kind of strong connection. But it can also be abused, right? That connection can also be a portal for sending out hate-making instead of peacemaking, for flaunting and boasting instead of poverty of spirit, for avoiding and escaping my grief instead of truly mourning it, for bullying behind a screen instead of standing up strong in meekness of heart, for hungering for more stuff instead of thirsting for righteousness, for seeking vengeance instead of seeking mercy, for vanity and pride instead of purity of heart. That fiber optic cable connects me to others, makes possible communications all around the world. But that cable has no power to control what kind of communication I give and allow myself to receive. We've been celebrating all day today the communion of saints. That word communion is also about connection. But the filters on this communion are much more powerful. This communion is actually the Holy Spirit himself. The Spirit is the communion, the union, first and foremost, between the Father and the Son. But also the Spirit is the communion, union, connection among all the members of Christ's body, the church. This communion is stronger than death, but it only works in purity, righteousness, mercy, poverty, and peace. If I invoke the communion of saints for boasting or vanity or vengeance or self-enrichment, the connection will be very poor, if not broken altogether. You know, we talk about the church in different places, right? Do you remember this part of catechesis? We talk about the church militant here on earth because we're still fighting the battle against evil, which is a very real battle. We talk about the church suffering in purgatory because they're being purified of any remnant of sin that still clings to them. And we talk about the church triumphant in heaven, because they've made it. But it's all one body of Christ. It's one church that stretches from earth all the way to heaven, connected by the communion of the Spirit. Kind of like how the nervous system connects and communicates every part of the body. In that first reading from the book of Revelation, we heard about how the angels were putting the seal of the living God on the servants of God. The seal is the Holy Spirit. And there were 144,000 so marked, 12,000 from every tribe of Israel. Well, in the New Testament, the church, you and me, we're the true people of Israel. And it's during life on this earth that we are first marked with the Holy Spirit. So that 144,000, that represents the church militant here on earth. Soldiers, servants of God, soldiers that are still battling evil. It's you and me, it's the church through history. But then right after that, the next paragraph, the great multitude that no one could count, that represents the church triumphant. They're singing the song of the Lamb. They're victorious through the blood of the Lamb. And earlier in the book of Revelation, if you read through that, there was a description of souls under the heavenly altar crying out to God for justice. In some way, on some level, they represent the church suffering in purgatory, crying out to be made whole. Now, certainly, I don't know about you, I won't speak for you, but certainly when I die, I will not be completely whole, not be completely triumphant, at least not until the resurrection has completely purified and healed and transformed me, at which point I too, even me, will rejoice with that great multitude in heaven. The communion of saints is one of the most beautiful truths of our faith. Our faith is not just about Jesus. It's about our share in what Jesus gives, our sharing in his body, our coming to triumph through his victory, our experiencing the joy of his heaven, not just by myself, but with all of us, with the whole communion of saints. They're my absolute favorite people. You guys are a close second. The saints are the most real, the most diverse, the most attractive personalities that we've ever met, because they're finally whole. They finally reached how God created them to be and more. And they pray fervently for you and me to join their number. Be inspired by that. Be comforted by that. Be comforted that you already, in some way now, belong to their number while we're here on earth. And there's one more, I think, very important point that I want to make today. Because today begins National Vocation Awareness Week. In that first reading, there was mention of the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, among the 12 tribes, one tribe was set aside exclusively as priests and ministers to serve the other 11 tribes by ministering to the Lord. All 12 tribes are servants of God. But the tribe of Levi was set aside as a permanent help for the others to kind of keep them on track in the Lord's service. In the church, those are the priests and the religious. And in all honesty, my particular tribe is struggling right now, at least in this country. You know, we all have the one great vocation to holiness, to be servants of God. But some are also called to be sacred ministers to God for the sake of the rest. So I ask you to please pray for our current priests, nuns, sisters, and brothers. Please pray for others who are considering this particular ministry. And please help us all to foster that culture of discernment and openness to God's will in pursuing the specific way that, whatever the specific way is, that we're all called to live out that call to holiness in the world. That it just becomes normal, that we are open to what God wants in our lives. So here's a little homework for the week. Since it is All Saints Day today, to start off this week, learn about a different saint each day this week. It's easy to do an internet search, or if you have a book of the lives of the saints, all the better. But get to know your heavenly family a little better this week, because each day you can ask that saint to pray for you, to inspire you, to model for you. All holy men and women, saints of God, pray for us.